This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you go to the grocery store, food still is sky high in some cases, but inflation has finally eased somewhat. What does it all mean for you and me? The actors are close to striking in Hollywood. So if you're keeping score, the writers are already out. The actors would make two. The directors are the only group that's settled. And a tornado touches down near Chicago. Oh, hair, just some of what we're talking about. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on these airwaves across this great country and even beyond our borders. Thank you very much. Plus your thoughts as we hit the mailbag coming up in our next segment. But before we get there, first the tornadoes near Chicago O'Hare Airport. Thousands of people without power. And it wasn't just one tornado, it was a couple of tornadoes that were spotted on the ground. Severe storms really popped to life, so to speak, on Wednesday, spawning a bunch of tornadoes and causing pretty significant damage across the area. Hundreds of flights canceled, ground stops were ordered at Midway and O'Hare. The tornado actually damaged warehouses near one of the runways. The customers, the power customers from ComEd is what it's called, they were left without power after the storm. It was pretty nasty stuff. I mean, there was a bunch of counties in Indiana also hit by this as well. So you think about what's happened in Chicago. They were dealing with floods a week and a half ago. Now it's the power outages, and still there are at least 8,000 plus people that are in the dark. I saw some of the video that people must have gotten with their iPhones in and around the Chicago airport, the O'Hare Airport, and it was really frightening. I mean, again, that funnel cloud, a big one that touches down, and then the tornado watch that was in effect for hours, you know, started at 7:30 in the evening, and the last warning was wrapped up at 10 o'clock at night. The tornado has a history of touching down and lifting back up, but those near the airport, they told them this one's going to hang around a little bit, and sure enough, it did. So luckily, I'm not reporting any deaths that we know of or any of that, but certainly there were some damages. Since we're on the weather, I'm going to stick to this for a second. Boy, you are broiling in Arizona, and I feel sorry. I know I've gotten a lot of email from you. Lisa, hang in there. She's in Phoenix, and she was telling me her family is in several different suburbs, and they're constantly comparing what it feels like where they are, a temperature or two difference, but in the 120 degree category. Wow, 120 degrees. So if they're going out to the store, they are still feeling what we're all still feeling. Food is up. Eggs aren't quite as high as they have been, but grocery prices overall are almost 6% higher where they were in June compared to a year ago. And dining out, if you've noticed this, if you go to any restaurants, it's 7% or more expensive. All of that's been passed on, even in some fast food arenas too, as well. There's a thing called the Consumer Food Insight Report. It's put out by Purdue University. And they talked about food insecurity across households of different income levels, reaching 17% in June, the highest since March of 2022. And this is, of course, coming out of what we were talking about in the previous years, the pandemic. So food prices grew at a slower pace, but still prices are at a level where consumers, meaning you and me, are making changes in our behavior because it's not what it used to be. And you're starting to see it and feel it more and more and more and more. So a year after inflation soared to the highest level in four decades, price increases are coming back down to earth. That, I guess, is the good news for sure. There was some government data that was released on Wednesday that showed a notable drop in inflation. How much, you say? Prices rose 3% in June compared with the year before, but the smallest 12% increase since March of 2021. And that's a lot of progress from the last inflation report. Prices rose 4% compared to the previous year. Sounds like all gobbledygook. We know and we're feeling that some things are certainly down. Some things have come down somewhat. Where you can really, really feel it is if you're planning a vacation, you have to really mess around with the airfares. Not that you don't do that anyway, but you really have to look at that now. Same thing with hotels, although that also is coming back down a little bit because of the lack of demand. So it's that whole supply-demand thing, which we all completely realize that. All right, I mentioned the actors and striking. So the talks have completely soured. Tens of thousands of actors are waiting to figure out what's going to happen. Their last-ditch talks with Disney, Netflix, just not going anywhere. So it's the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, that's already agreed to one extension of talks with studios, but the two sides have still not been able to come out with some kind of a deal over the issue of, what do you think, pay, the use of artificial intelligence, and some other thorny problems that they're having. So midnight Wednesday, we're upon it, passing without a deal or some other kind of a way to prolong this. Actors hitting the picket strike, and they join, like I mentioned, at the top. Writers who have already been marching outside studios for more than 2 months. So tick, 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 time is up. 160,000 actors and performers are part of SAG-AFTRA. And you think about this, and you think about the blockbuster movie summer season. So after all the tough years of the pandemic and the idea that you've got these blockbusters coming out, that would mean that the actors who are in a lot of these big movies wouldn't be out there promoting their movies because that would all stop. So any of that, for example, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, that's coming up in a week and a half or so. That premiere is coming up in New York. I'm sure that would be without the major actors. And Tinseltown is in shambles, in a sense, if that happens with the actors, because you got the words and then you got the people that say the words. And so do the math. It doesn't look good, right? And some of you could say, oh, who cares? There's other things that I can watch. But what happens is some of the really good programming you enjoy, all of that just is going to go south. And anything that you watch on network television, certainly there it would be affected, because you've got what happens at the end of the summer. You bounce into the heavy ratings periods, and there would be nothing new to put out there. If you like game shows and you like reruns, then you'll be okay. Coming up, turbulence in Florida, in the air and on the ground. What's up with that?
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Ah, yes, the bag is full. The virtual stuff is ready to be opened, and away we go. I mentioned Florida on the ground and in the air because you did. A couple of people from our Tallahassee affiliate reaching out to me. This one was from Tim, who says, hey, Kate, boy, I'll tell you what, living in Florida, the thing that is the most difficult is trying to figure out, as I've moved here from Louisiana, the insurance situation in Florida. I just read where farmers pulled out of the state, which hit people that had policies, and it was like, see ya, leaving them to pound sand because they didn't want to have to pay off some of what is happening because of hurricanes, etc., I guess, is probably the main reason why. Ding, ding, ding. Welcome to Florida, Tim, and you left Louisiana. So, yes, Farmers is not offering policies. They said that the decision to leave Florida was a business decision because they had to manage the risk exposure in what? The hurricane-prone state. And it was like 100,000 customers that were affected. But there's subsidiaries that they have. In fact, I used to have insurance through, because I liked Farmers in Texas, and I wanted to stick with them. And then I was with this thing called Bristol West, which, I'm sorry, I thought was an abomination. So whatever they say, they have subsidiaries, I found Bristol West not to be good, but they have them nonetheless. So they do have policies, but not like farmers' policies. And they're talking about they're not going to write any of this new business, right? They're not doing any of that, and it's the weather. And part of what the other insurance companies say is because of the extreme weather, it's not just that, but Florida insurers are looking at the legal system saying it promoted litigation abuse and excessive claims. And so that led to some of this problem, right? So like, because of, for example, flood, there was about 300,000 lawsuits that the Insurance Information Institute said was filed just before this new law took effect about reforms on abusive lawsuits, right? But before that happened, 300,000 lawsuits is a lot of lawsuits, right? This is what it reminds me of, Tim. I remember I had the greatest doctor in Texas. His name was Dr. Marcus. And he did what a lot of doctors, he was so loved, he did what a lot of doctors started doing. They would just take cash from people and charge them less because it was such a hassle with the insurance companies. And I remember talking to him about insurance and what it was like on the physician side. And he said, listen, and I said, so what would you suggest? What do you do? He said, kid, just stay healthy. So, just no hurricanes, right? Just no hurricanes. Although the Atlantic hurricane season is projected to be normal this year, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says there's a 30% chance of an above normal season. We've talked about that on previous shows. 30 was blazed into my head. So a chance of 30% chance fewer hurricanes than before. Than normal. I guess the normal is the way to say that. All right, here's another one. This one from Danny, who says, hey, Kate, sometimes when I am in the Midwest, I have family in Michigan, a lot of family in Michigan. Sometimes I will bounce around the state and I'll fly out of that other airport in the Tampa area. It's the St. Pete Clearwater Airport. And I happened to see a story on this, and I was wondering if you knew more about it. I guess there was problems with an Allegiant flight, some bad turbulence, and people got injured. It's a pretty small airport that I think is a kind of a hidden gem. And I know people probably listening to your show take advantage of airports like that across the country. So I was curious about it. Yeah, it was out there reported all over the place. There were, a handful of people on this Allegiant Air flight. It would happen in the afternoon. It had taken off from Asheville, North Carolina, and they had turbulence right before landing at that St. Pete Clearwater Airport. It was a full flight, 170 plus passengers and crew, and it landed normally. It taxied to the gate. But what I saw was what people said afterwards. There was a passenger, because they were saying, there were a couple of people, two flight attendants, two passengers, went to the hospital for evaluation. But one of the passengers on the flight said, was asked about the turbulence and said this word, petrifying. Petrifying. And then went on, because I saw her on TV. It was either on Fox or CNN or somewhere. And she said more than halfway through descending, all of a sudden they hit small turbulence and the flight attendant fell to the ground. That's not good. You look up and she falls to the ground. And then they hit major turbulence. And this woman described it. It was wild. Then this caught my attention, too, probably the same with Danny. She said it was like being in the Matrix, like just going up in the air, up and straight down. Well, that's not a little turbulence. That's a big pocket of turbulence that they hit. And I guess the FAA, of course, is going to investigate it and try to figure out what happened. They hit a pocket of something. That's what happened. And it just happened. It happened on Wednesday afternoon. So that would shake you up. If you felt like you were in the Matrix and you were flying up in the air, people were flying up in their seat, then what about seatbelts? What was happening on that flight? All right, so enough about Florida on the ground and in the air. That's why I said that, because of those two out of the Tallahassee area. But this one is from Maxine, and Maxine says, Kate, boy, I gotta tell you, it is so incredibly crazy what we're seeing with the hot weather. And people brush it off that, oh, isn't that this time of year? I think it's more than this time of year. It's so disconcerting and kind of jostles you, if you will. I live in the Northeast, and people are talking about other parts of the country, like the desert in the Southwest, but in the Northeast, we're having days that are just completely unbearable. In fact, outside of my suburb, they've opened cooling centers, and the word is to try to not boost the thermostat too much, because I think that is the normal thing that most people do. They try to, when they're freezing or when they're hot, they want to become cold, so they jump with the thermostat, and then that seems to affect the power grid. So it's kind of a war with the thermostat and whoever your local power company is, probably for most people who are listening to your show. I mean, well said about that whole power thing, because that is always the big concern, right? When everybody is in that same boat. And yeah, I mean, you're right. I say the temperatures all the time on the show. It's what we always talk about. What's the weather like? What's the weather like where you are? How's it affecting you? And we have seen a very certainly hot summer. And then this one comes to us from Doug. Kate, I'm not much for award shows or awards, but I guess they kind of throw it in your face when you turn on the local news and they announce what some of the Emmys were and who the snubs were. And I saw that Yellowstone didn't get any nominations. I know that was a favorite show of yours. I've heard you talk about it before. Pretty disappointing, huh? You know, there's always shows that get snubbed. I liked Yellowstone. You're right. I thought it was, it's going away supposedly after the next season, but, I like that. And I liked a thing called Tulsa King. Sylvester Stallone starred in that one. But Kevin Costner's Yellowstone, I think, is fabulous. I don't think he's worried about awards. I think it's about the fact they have a big audience. Thanks to all of you for your emails. Keep them coming. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G- USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest.
78 million people impacted by heat alerts. We have excessive heat warnings throughout the West. We have heat warnings throughout the South Central states as well.
NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Phoenix daytime highs have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast for parts of Nevada. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion. That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name. Mortgage rates are at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average rates for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went over 7% last week, up from 6.85% the week before. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Thrilled to welcome to the show Lori McVitie. Why? Because she's an F5 distinguished engineer. And what does that mean? It means that, as I said to her off the air, she's going to help us with figuring out all that we need to figure out as far as digital transformation. And F5 seriously has created a way for CIOs to benchmark their digital maturity and AI readiness. So did you hear that last part? AI readiness. There is so much conversation about AI. What do we do? There are a lot of companies that I feel like are panicking trying to figure this all out. Digital transformation is so important, and of course it's happening across every industry, and the ultimate goal for these corporations is to become digital businesses. Even entrepreneurs are doing the same thing. So Lori, thanks so much for hopping on.
Thank you for inviting me. Very excited to be here.
So let's talk about digital transformation. Is this kind of, because this is your bag and this is what you do, are you seeing, am I right, that everybody's just trying to figure out this jungle gym and figure out how it applies right now more than ever?
Yes, my dogs are telling you everything you need to know. All you need is to interpret them. What do they say? They're saying, yes. digital transformation is... It sounds so technical, but if you think about it, when I was young, the Sears catalog was how we ordered Christmas presents. And today it's Amazon lists, right? It's that shift from paper, manual ways of doing business to very digital ones that use applications and new technologies in order to engage and make the whole process faster, easier for both sides. Right? It's easier for us. It's also easier for the companies.
Yeah, one of the things that, and I say this all the time on the show, there's an app for everything, but why are apps truly the lifeblood of what we're talking about, digital transformation?
Well, because everything's an app, right? It, you know, they say there's an app for that, but isn't that the first thing most of us do when we have to talk to someone or we have to find something or we want to do something? We go get an app. There's an app for my, you know, my electrical outlets now. There's apps for everything, and they really are the way that we interact with businesses today. We get an app or we go on the web and that's an app, and we interact and we engage and we have conversations that are all digital. And the reason for that is because it's really the way that we interface with data. If you think about when you get an app, you're entering data. Could be your credentials, but then it might be, well, it's a text message or it's, you know, my name and my address. You're giving and exchanging data, right, with the company. And that is really the fuel for a digital business, is all of that data. So you have to have apps. That's the way that humans interface with technology. And they're just critical to being able to engage, collect data, and do all of the things we need to do.
Yeah. And there's something I've just learned about, the Digital Enterprise Maturity Index. How does it work, and why do the people listening and businesses care so much about it?
They should care about it because a lot of people approach digital transformation as, well, I built an app. I'm done, right? I am now digital. And that's simply not true. Farmers markets have, you know, interfaces so you can buy eggs, but that doesn't mean they're a digital business. That's just the interface to it, right? It's like the old facades in the Old West. Right? Our building's really small, but it looks huge because we got this great big facade on it. That's really what those interfaces are. Deep down, there's all sorts of technology that has to be put in place in order to become a digital business, to be ready to embrace AI in all of its forms, not just the generative fun ones, but the ones that are all math-based and statistics and doing analysis. So you've got to have this firm technology foundation. And what we did is we defined what the six key technical capabilities are and then looked at organizations' readiness and maturity along those different capabilities. Can you use the public cloud? Can you use the edge? Can you do automation across your network and your applications, right? What is your maturity in each of these different areas? And then wrapped it all up into a single score that said, you know, most of you are right in the middle. You are executing, but you have a ways to go.
Yeah, I love the category, the categories that you have for organizations. Dawdlers, dabblers, or doers. I want to be a doer. I don't want to be one of those others. Yeah.
Absolutely. I have to give credit to my coworker for that one. I had a different set, and she's like, no, these would be better. So, she named them, and I love them because I think they're right, because it's not a condemnation. Even the dabblers, right, are on that journey. They are progressing. You know, we're just trying to give a broad category to say, right, this is where you are in terms of maturity, and here's what you need to work on. So this benchmark can really be used by a CIO to see, what are my peers doing? What are the organizations that are doers? Where are they, right? What is it I still need to do, and how do I progress on this journey so that I can become that digital business I need to be?
Yeah. And so when we talk about data and how you mentioned that, what are some of the data points?
The data points. You mean the data points in the report?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So there are a lot of them. And, I think one of the ones that stands out to me is really the automation across the different domains within a business. So on the network side, for network security and just networking, automation is really high. Most organizations are able to do that. And that makes sense because it's very standardized. But as you move toward apps, APIs, all of the things that go into delivering them, it drops to like 29%. of organizations are automating that domain. And that's true even for doers. When we looked at them all, the app delivery and app security domains were very, very low in terms of automation. And that's an area that every organization, no matter where they fall in terms of maturity, can focus on in order to improve and get better at being a digital business.
Yeah. I mean, the whole security thing, too, and being concerned about that with technology, obviously there's risk. That is so important today, don't you think, especially with what we're talking about in digital transformation?
Oh, yeah. Security, when organizations actually built their enterprise architectures in the 1980s, there was no concept of security. It was not built in. It's been bolted on ever since. And when we defined what an enterprise architecture for digital business looks like, security is right there. It is its own practice. It's its own domain. It is a concern that everyone has to be aware of. It can't be something you just bolt on. It has to be built into everything that's done. And a lot of the problems we have is we just keep putting Band-Aids on our security problems. And that's really not going to work long term, because to mention AI, the bad actors have grabbed onto that as a way to build new attacks faster so that they can attack more frequently and with more success. So it's very important that we get ready and learn how to implement AI so that we can effectively protect the organization, both its business assets and the consumer assets.
Yeah. Tell us more about F5. And I mentioned at the top, obviously, you're a distinguished engineer. You know this company. Tell us about the company.
Oh, the company is awesome. You probably never heard of us because we're doing our job right. It's terrible, right? If we do it right, we deliver just about, a lot of the internet. So if you've bought a plane ticket, done some digital banking, paid a bill, maybe did a social post, all of that is enabled by F5. It's secured, it's delivered, it's scaled by F5 technology. So if we're doing our job right, you don't even see us, because we sell to the businesses that are delivering all those applications. So, we help enterprises for 25 years now, deliver everything they need to in terms of apps, digital services inside their organization and outside. So we're a big part of the internet. We just aren't very noticeable because we're doing it right.
I love that. We're doing it right. All right. So you're doing it right. But if people want to find you, where do they find you?
Well, it's really simple. They just have to go to F5.com and that's it. And we're right there.
F5.com. What a pleasure to talk to you. Did you ever imagine that this would become that big? Did you see that in the beginning of your career?
No. Just a little developer sitting in a cube somewhere. I never imagined this. I couldn't have. Just really couldn't have.
Yeah. It's exciting, and this was a great conversation. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I love the whole thing of the dabbler and the doer and the dabbler. So healthcare, for example, is a dabbler. The reason why is because they don't have the technology. They do have the technology, but they have to catch up. They have to help us improve patient care because they're lacking some of this functionality. I've run into that recently. And then dabbler on their list, FinServe, is one of those companies where, because of the rise of digital banking, so they're not an industry leader on digital transformation, but they're okay. They're adding apps and digital services, and they're making strides. I mean, AI is here whether we like it or not. I mean, this is what the future is. That's it, period. It's already here. It's like when the internet first came. I don't want the internet. No, we have the internet. And by the way, manufacturing, they're the doers. Those companies have been at the forefront of it from the very beginning. Why? They had to adapt. They had to have a digital transformation happen, and they did it. So they're the best of any of the companies out there. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends. This truly is the way.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the show, Susie Batiste. She is the CEO of Pourri. I think of her products, and I realize, gosh, we really have them all over my house to just get the stink out of the house for sure. And it smells so wonderful. So it's great that we have her on talking about summer survival essentials, how to take the stink out of summer, and what do we do, and what do we mean by that? So, Susie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
So, you know, we understand Pourri is up to something really fun in your latest campaign. Tell the listeners about it.
Yeah, so we're up to a lot of fun this year. We have something in our products that we call Funk Lock Technology. That's our proprietary blend of essential oils, and it actually traps odor. So we just took that word funk and just had a funkin' great time with it. We were reminiscent of the 70s funk and funk music and realizing how great funk is, also how bad funk is. So for summer, we've come up with a program called Camp Funk, remembering the nostalgia of the 90s. Remember when you'd go to camp and you're like, oh my God, did my pit stink? Did my butt stink? Did my feet stink? You know, did my breath stink? Well, what stinks? You know, all of those insecurities come up. We're in those close quarters. So we take all of that off the table and get rid of all your summer stinky odor.
Ooh,
I love it. Just thinking about camp, it just brought back all these memories, I'm sure, for other people, too. So how do we make these funky smells of the summer a thing of the past with what you have?
Well, the main thing to do in summer to get rid of stink is keep things dry. Keep your feet dry. Keep your old towels dry. Keep your pets dry. But, you know, in humidity and 108 degrees in Texas or 110, that's hard to do. So you just use the Puri products. We have Pit Puri for under your arms, under your boobs, under your carriage, safe for all of your body, dermatologist recommended, more than 24 hour support. We have Car Puri for those summer road trips. We have Shoe Puri for your feet. We have Pet Puri for your animals. We have Poo Puri for, well, you know what. You guys know that. We're having a lot of fun over here.
Yeah, that's where that first started with my family. It's just an amazing, amazing product. I'd be remiss not to ask you this since we have you on, and I talked to so many wonderful CEOs, and you've had massive success. Did you ever think when this started it would just explode the way it did?
No. It's funny, though, using the word explode with poo-pourri. But, yeah, I had no idea, of course. My goal was to have poo-pourri in every bathroom in America. I didn't like bathroom odor. I wasn't worried about my own odor. I didn't like my husband's at the time. So, you know, I made this for other people, you know, so that you can make sure that whenever you go into the bathroom that you feel safe and fresh and, you know, you don't ever have to worry about that. I often say that, you know, life can be really tough. It can be kind of, you know, crappy. So, you know, we don't have to worry about bathroom odor anymore. Puri just takes that one off the table. One less thing to worry about.
Yeah, no kidding. So where do we find Puri products?
Puri products are over 50,000 retailers at Puri.com, Amazon.com. You can buy it at Walmart, Target, CVS, Costco, HEB, Ulta. Just look around, ask the store manager. We're there, and we're excited to be in your home. It's such an honor and pleasure. And let us know how it handles all of your stink, especially summer stink.
Excellent. Ooh, that sounds so good. Susie Batiste, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
So it's interesting. Her story is that she just had an instinct and decided she was going to create this business. She didn't have a whole load of cash, but she started it, and she had the idea of what she just said to me there about having this in every bathroom. Well, she is on the Forbes list of America's one of America's 80 richest self-made women. Her estimated worth is like $240 million, and she talked about her products, especially the toilet spray, the Poo-Pourri, has sold over 60 million bottles plus since it came out in 2007, and that, of course, led to other products as well, and you heard her mention how many places that Puri is in, and she said it was just an intuition. She had the intuition that this was something that people needed and wanted, and they could make it affordable, and that was that. And so she went with her gut and figured out a way to make it happen. Such an interesting business story, I think, coming up with a product. And her advice is, if you've got a business idea, it can't just be a good one. You want to make it a great product. And that's what she found worked for her, right? And it was not so much about marketing. It was about people marketing, because people talk about it. And she's absolutely 100% right on that. So pretty interesting to see how that company has become so big, then, and how that idea just really, really took off. And she even says that she is shocked by what it's become, that she didn't even imagine when she thought about it just how big it would be. She wanted something where she had a really good, steady income. And boy, talk about breaking the odds. She definitely broke the odds there. All right, a couple of quick hits before we exit from this hour anyway. We've talked before about Taylor Swift and the summer concerts and the amount of money you need to go and see her concerts, like Fort Knox, you got to knock it over. But it's not just her concerts, Beyonce too, also, and a lot of others. The tickets are just so high. So I read a couple of numbers about how much
the two are bringing in, and it's just a question of which one will get there first, but they will probably, and maybe both, post the first $1 billion tour because of the explosion of their shows. And, you know, there's others out there that are touring across the United States. But this is a huge year period for live music with Bruce Springsteen, with Drake, with Pink, with Coldplay, so many others out there. Madonna, who's talking about going on tour, and she's going to start her European leg when she's healthy of her shows in October, and then go into the North American concert dates too. So who knows what that's going to look like. You just had Elton John, who had his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour that started in 2018 and just wrapped up, and it grossed more than $910 million as of the middle of June. So how about that? But there's no question that Taylor Swift and Beyonce are probably right there at the top of the chain as far as the first $1 billion tour. Wow. I mean, like I said, the tickets. I just talked to somebody who had a ticket for a couple of daughters and said, you know, listen, we're not scraping together $8,000 to get the best seats in the house. They had these seats that were behind the stage. They sold these seats behind the stage, but you could still really see it, and they were the best seats they could really get without being sky high and looking down through binoculars, basically, and just hearing the music. You wonder if the two of them will turn around. You know, how long will it be before they flip around into another tour when you're talking about making, you know, that kind of money for these summer tours, because they're really billed as summer tours. And then finally, this. I love this story. I love the idea that there's finally a study that's out there that's really specifically highlighting the advantages of walking. When we were so glued to streaming, we were on the couch forever because of the pandemic and being forced to stay in. 20 minutes a day, Trinity College, a place that I visited and spent some time at in Dublin, Ireland, did a study, and their study concluded that 20 minutes a day for 5 days a week of moderate, intense physical activity, like brisk walking, displayed an association to less of a risk of depressive symptoms and chances of major depression, saying that just that exercise, if you could just do the 20 minutes, that there was such a great chance of over 50% plus of reducing depression. So think about that. I mean, oh, the economic cost of depression overseas and in the United States. I saw something the other day, because how do you put an exact dollar amount on it? But it's somewhere over $200 billion when you're talking about the cost of depression just here in this country. All right, you can always reach out and touch me 24/7. How do you do that? Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.